This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Sure is nice when someone solves a problem for you, the problem that you didn't even know that you had, but it made your life a little bit easier. Did you see what Netflix changed?
No.
Netflix, whenever you highlight over a show, it starts auto-playing like the preview of it all the time. Like it'll just start auto-playing a preview. And it was it was like one of those annoying features that I would see.
Yeah.
But I moved on with my life. I was like, I've got bigger problems. I just mute the TV and it's fine. But it was auto-playing like the preview of the next thing that's showing up. Well, now it was huge in the news. They said they're disabling the autoplay feature on Netflix.
You mean like the continuous play?
No, not the continuous play.
Like where it just plays episode after episode and doesn't stop?
No, I love that. That's amazing.
I think it's, I know where
you're... Minus the intro to every show, which you can now skip.
That's great, too, because I don't need to hear the Breaking Bad theme song every single time.
Okay, so what are you doing when it play autoplays?
When you... I'll log out of the Netflix screen. Like, I guess it would determine on what you're watching it on. If it's an Apple TV or a Roku or a smart TV. I watch mine on an Apple TV. But anytime I go to the Netflix app, whatever it highlights or selects first, it'll start playing that trailer right away for the show.
Oh, mine doesn't do that.
Right away.
I notice it. It annoys the hell out of me.
Right away. Like, and if I'm moving along, just looking at different ones, it'll start playing the trailer right away. And sometimes I don't care. I don't want to see it. And it'll stop. And then it'll start lagging. But I never thought anything of it. I was like, this is just something that I got to deal with.
You might stop on something you wouldn't normally stop on if you were forced to watch the preview. And
right.
They're right. But
true.
Then it becomes annoying.
So they found a way to disable it. And I was like, oh my God, this is a game changer. And I turned it off with my account settings. And it's great.
How do you turn it off?
You have to go into like, I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
But this bugged the hell out of me.
I'm not going to go through it on the radio because it's going to take too long. But I was just amazed that it was a problem that they fixed that I didn't even know that I had. I was like, thanks, Netflix. It's a nice little first world problem that they had a solution
my
to.
My kids have been watching Prime a lot. They're on a Prime kick.
What do they watch on Prime?
Everything. It
really?
Does just as many kids shows as Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we have, Prime, Hulu, and Netflix.
Okay.
And so, yeah, lately it's been all Prime.
Like, all Prime, all the time.
Can I watch Prime? Can I watch Prime? And I'm like, I guess, whatever. They like those YouTube shows that are all on Prime.
Oh, yes.
Like the hobby shows and like Ryan's Toy Whatever.
Ryan's World.
Do they watch the ones of guys playing video games? They're watching people play video games?
Yeah, big
another
time.
Thing? That's
big
what it
time,
is?
Big time, and I have to take them away because... The guys are grown-ups, and my kids are watching guys on YouTube, grown-up guys on YouTube play video
grown
games
men.
Like losers. And I'm like, what the hell are you?
Hey, this? We're not losers. We're
no
hobbyists.
No wonder they aspire to do nothing, you know?
Come on, kids.
Thank you, Netflix, for solving that problem I didn't even know that I had. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.